Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine Home of Holy Love Ministries from Friday, July 15th through Thursday, July 21st, 2022. July 15th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, every sin has at its foundation disordered self-love. The purer the holy love in your heart, the more closely we are bound together in purpose. It is any weakness in holy love that separates the soul from love of my divine will for him. Avoid thinking of how everything affects you personally. Think of the needs of others, spiritually as well as physically. Cling to obedience to my commandments. It is in this way you will please me the most. A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 23 through 24. Whatever your task, work heartily, as serving the Lord and not men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. July 16th, 2022, the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, it is always the season to come closer to me and to share your burdens with me. I am omnipresent to help you, to console you. Nothing warms my heart more than to have you turn to me in your distress. I am your Father. That is what fathers do for their children in good faith. He turns the bitter to palatable. He changes distress into victory. He provides and protects. The more you, my children, realize what my role could be in your life, the more content you will be. A note is given to read Psalm 3, 1 through 4 and 8. O Lord, how many are my foes? Many are rising against me. Many are saying of me, there is no help for him in God. Selah. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, and the lifter of my head. I cry aloud to the Lord, and he answers me from his holy mountain. Selah. Deliverance belongs to the Lord. Your blessing be upon your people. Selah. Another note is given to read Psalm 9, 9 through 10. The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. And those who know your name put their trust in you. For you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Another note is given to read Proverbs, chapter 1, 22 through 23. How long, O simple ones, will you love being simple? How long will scoffers delight in their scoffing, and fools hate knowledge? Give heed to my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my thoughts to you. I will make my words known to you. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. July 17th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, these days, the general public lends an ear to predictions concerning natural disasters, financial ruin, political power, and more. However, the real cause of their concern should be the sands of time passing through my hourglass, marking my patience with humanity's efforts to please me. All other concerns are passing. All you take pleasure in on earth, you must leave behind. Only the holy love in your heart remains as your testimony of worthiness before me. the more the soul can detach itself from worldly prosper, the higher his place in heaven. Remember, I look only at the heart, not reputation, possessions, worldly status or appearance. I am unimpressed with titles, earthly authority or power. I readily embrace the littlest, humblest soul who seeks only my pleasure. Between such a one and me, there is no space. A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 4. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. July 18th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, this is something that every soul must know. Every present moment holds salvation or condemnation to be chosen according to free will. This is why free will must be nurtured and grown in such a way that it chooses salvation. It does not matter the choices others make or the influence of the world around him. The soul is only and always responsible for his own free will choices. I wish to nurture free will in each soul so that the heart clings to me and my good pleasure in each present moment. Please me and trust in me. This is the key to peace of heart and spirit. A note is given to read Proverbs chapter 22, verse 12. The eyes of the Lord keep watch over knowledge, but he overthrows the words of the faithless. Another note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 6 through 10. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for it is because of these things that the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not associate with them, for once you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. July 19th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, when you allow yourselves to become preoccupied with disease, its variants, and precautions against contamination, you are allowing Satan to destroy your peace. Certainly, some caution is warranted, but do not be misguided by the news media to think that you are helpless and vulnerable at every turn in the road. Common sense precautions, masks, frequent hand washing are necessary, but should not consume your every present moment. I am your protection first and foremost. Remember, my will wins out in the end. Do not be careless in your efforts to stay healthy, but at the same time, do not surrender every present moment to fear of disease. A note is given to read James chapter 3, 17 through 18. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, without uncertainty or insincerity. And the harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. July 20th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, today I invite you to contemplate the anguish of the Holy Mother as she and Saint Joseph searched for the child Jesus for 3 days before finding him in the temple. What joy and peace must have flooded the Holy Mother's heart when she at last laid eyes on him. The Holy Mother rejoices in a similar way when she finds one of you, my children, engaged in good work and edifying those whom you encounter. It is then the warmth of your response to those around you floods her heart as well. Moments such as these are deserving of her eternal embrace." The note is given to read Luke chapter 2, 41 through 51. The boy Jesus in the temple. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to custom. And when the feast was ended, as they were returning, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. His parents did not know it, but supposing him to be in the company, they went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintances. And when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem seeking him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. And when they saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been looking for you anxiously." And he said to them, "How is it that you sought me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" And they did not understand the saying which he spoke to them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth, and was obedient to them. And his mother kept all these things in her heart. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. July 21st, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, make it part of your human experience to look for the grace of the present moment. That way, you will always be under my guiding hand. My grace guides and protects. It gives you peace of heart and expectant faith as regards my provision. Sometimes my grace is not obvious. It is during such times you are called to trust. Retrospection helps you to uncover the hallmarks of my grace. Treat each present moment as an awakening experience which helps you to come closer to me and to understand me more." A note is given to read Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 10. "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith." Another note is given to read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 8 through 11. "But since we belong to the day, let us be sober and put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we wake or sleep, we might live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing." scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.